Maybe Vashvara is only when you discuss what someone did or didn't do. But maybe it's not about discussing what they are or are not, what their character is. So Chiddush of Chafetz Chaim over here is that the Lashon Hara is to discuss also the personality, the character of the person. That's Klal Hei. Yishein, Sha'aso, just as you're not allowed to disparage someone, give someone bizayon, insult someone, in inyanim of bein adam lamakom, which means what they did or didn't do wrong. Kain also levazos bein adam lachaveray. You're not allowed to talk about his bein adam lachaveray. Feel lo nisar v'asi b'shum tar v'sheker. Okay, and there's a lot of details. Let's talk about one. V'hu. Someone now did. Oh, he didn't get to Shlosomilus yet. He's talking about Ben Al-Khaver. So, last Sif, he was talking about someone ate not kosher, someone's Mechal Shabbos. And you want to say the Lashon Hara. The only benefit in saying the Lashon Hara is either to his Rebbe, his Rav, or the Beis Din that will set him straight. Or to other people so that they shouldn't learn from him. But now what you're saying is a little different because what he did wrong affects other people. So when you're saying Lashon Hara, it's not so much about saving him from the Avera. It's because you want to protect the other people from getting the same problem, right? So he says like this. Imagine you have someone that didn't want to lend you money. Okay. Or he didn't want to give you a ride. He didn't want to do something with you. Or he held a grudge against you. He didn't do anything bad to you. He just didn't help you. Okay. And there's no toelis. There's no benefit in you sharing this with anybody else. Lachain, so you say it over to someone. Lashon Hara, Nikra, it's called Lashon Hara. So that's called Lashon Hara. You're saying over, hey, this guy, it's not an Avera. He doesn't have to lend you the money. He didn't have to offer you to stay in his house. So now you're going to tell someone, hey, I was in this city. I needed a place to stay. And he didn't want to offer me his house. Not the worst thing in the world. It's not even an Avera. So maybe you would think there's nothing wrong with saying that. Because ultimately, really, what's the problem?
Well, he just withheld the favor.
He just withheld the favor.
The reason why you're saying it is disparate. That could be the only point then.
Why but he's saying, obviously, since the whole, well, no, maybe, I, maybe let's
you're
say,
going to them.
I'm a little annoyed. And also, let's say I tell someone, and this guy says, oh, I'm going there for Shabbos. Well, I can tell you, don't bother trying to stay by him. He didn't offer me a place. That's and it's not major tell us, like, disparage, not disparage general. I'm just saying a fact. And it's not an aver that he did. So maybe it wouldn't be anything wrong. So he said, no, saying that someone didn't do a chesed. It's also Lashon Hara.
Yeah.
He could have done it, but he didn't. It's a problem. This is subject to the whole Shulchan Aruch of Lashon Hara. And even if this said he didn't do the favor wasn't to me, he didn't do it to someone else. What's the problem? Because if it was for me, then the likelihood that I need a shema is much less likely. Because most likely, like you said, I'm annoyed at him. And I'm my own axe to grind. That's the expression with this guy. I'm anyway annoyed with this guy. But if he didn't, what the person that he did not do the chesed for was someone else. Maybe there I would be more satisfied. Maybe I'll be more l'shem shemayim than telling someone else. No matter what, you're not allowed to. Okay? And if it was to me, then for sure it's aser. And then he says, furthermore, if it was to yourself and you're saying the Lashon Hara, you're also over the lav of Loisikoim Loisitar. You're doing the kamai, revenge. Because now that he didn't tell you, now that he didn't help you, not only are you holding the grudge, you're actually going and doing something back against him. You're telling people. So that's the problem. However, it could be Natira and it could be Nekama. This is a good question. Nekama means you're actually getting back at him. Natira, at the very least, is it's still in my heart. So it's for sure a problem. Okay. Now, Lemaisa, he doesn't he goes on to something else, okay? Like this. Till now, there was a possibility that what you're saying has a toelis. Toelis means a benefit for someone. What would be the benefit? Like I said, either to help him do tshuva or to protect them and other people from his. And even in this case, let's say someone comes to me and says, I need to borrow money. Should I go ask this guy? And you know that guy is not going to lend him. How do you know he's not going to lend him? Because he didn't lend you yesterday. So I don't want to save. I want to save him from the embarrassment of going to ask. I want to save the other guy the time that it's going to waste everyone's time. So there are cases where it could be a toelis. But he says, I'm going to go into a topic now that it's not possible, basically. Very rare there will be ever a toelis. There will ever be a benefit of saying it. And l'chein avakish, sha'al ye lepele ve'ena akorir v'ma sha'arech boy, ve'atziya kol prat neferish. But I'm gonna take my time and explain this. He says, Ba'an va'oimar, also levazes es chavera yitzach chitzaron shlemus amaylus. Now that I said, it's not just also to say that someone didn't have era. It's also to say that someone didn't do a chesed. So what about saying that someone doesn't have a certain quality? Don't think of the bad guy. Look, he's not a bad guy, but not everybody's a Chaim Kanievsky, you know? Right? So he's also not. Right? So saying that someone is lacking a certain quality is also Lashon Hara. Yeah. Doesn't want you would think, like, oh, who cares? Not everyone in the world has that quality. It's still considered Lashon Hara. Hein b'chachma, whether it's regarding wisdom, he's not the smartest guy around. Plenty of people that are not the smartest people around can become the president of the United States, for example.
Theoretically,
right? Theoretically speaking, right? Listen, you know. So he's not the smartest guy around. Well, let me buy you Mudavar Sheker. First off, you're lying for sure. Buy you MS Bemitzas. Umigazim is a Dover Yoiser. If you exaggerate or it's not true, for sure it's a problem. Okay? But even if it is true, we already said Lashon Hara is also even on the truth. And this issue, the Dover is that, this issue, the Hainu Mashashoilu Mimenu Amailus. And the Rambam says it explicitly. Lashon Hara who sipur rois ha'adam umumav uleganoisay beizet tzad shiya min agnus vafilu im yamaguna choser amayla. So it's not just you saying he did something wrong. You're not saying he didn't do something right. You're just saying he doesn't have that particular quality. It's also Lashon Hara. Okay. Gam Mashakasa Perik Zain Milchus Deus. Shloshanar Nikar Davar Shagurim. Why? Why is it Loshanar? Because if people find out about it, it could cause him damage. Or it could cause him emotional hurt. So here also it's like that. Because everyone, first of all, it could cause him, let's see, talk about, he says, I'll talk about the case of Eina Chacham. Okay? So, yeah, so he says, So he says, first of all, let's talk. It says, I they bring down over here the fact that the Chofetz Chaim now goes on a whole thing to show how if you say that someone's not wise, not smart, you could cause them damage. So looking for a job emotionally. So why do you have to speak that out? So they say on the side, the Chukas Binyamin writes that it's true. It's Lashon Hara, even if it can't cause him damage. Because at the end of the day, you're saying something negative about him. But he's saying that just as an example. I think maybe he's showing, I'll bring you a raya that it's negative, because there are people that won't hire someone because of that. So obviously, it's not that great.
Yeah.
You're taking away from him something that other people look as an advantage.
So that's how you decide if it's Lashon Hara, whether other people...
No, let's say you have something that will never...
example of being rich. I mean, that's not a Milan Yiddish guy, but...
No, but let's say the other way around. Let's say you say...
Why is it not a Milan Yiddish guy? Religion.
No, what does it have to do? That's not... Well, let's say you say someone is fat. I mean, he's still going to get the same job that he was going to get. He's already married, so he's going to live with it. He's done. I mean, really, it's not going to affect him, really.
I mean,
right?
Very context based. The guy calls you, he wants to hire a fitness coach.
Okay. But.
Anymore.
Someone like that told me. Someone like that that they told they someone
know,
someone like that. So they said that they got caught on the border and they had some extra nuts. And they said they accused him of being an agriculture smuggler. So he says, hey, look at me. Do you think I came that because I smuggle agriculture? So depends on the context I'm saying, but there's certain things that are just they're not positive about the person. It would be Lashon Hara even if it wouldn't cause him damage.
Yeah.
So the fact that Chofetz Chaim goes for a whole another two paragraphs to explain what the damage of saying someone's not wise is a little bit odd. Why even needs that? Why is he even saying it for? But he says it's loved after. Number Cohen says here. So if I have a chance, maybe I'll look into it a little further. Exactly why is he saying that? But okay, so we'll mind further. But that's a shame.
The whole Haman is just listening. And I just finished listening to Shire that he gave on Khan of Shire.
Thank you, Rob.
Had nothing to do with Khan.